Matthew Gavin Frank is an essayist who's written about everything from Italian winemaking to the social hierarchies of a pot farm in California. Matt lives in Marquette, Michigan, and teaches creative writing there. Today, we'll speak with Matt about his new book, The Mad Feast, an ecstatic tour through America's food. Matthew, welcome to the Book Report.
Thank you so much for having me, Elaine.
Firstly, congrats on the New York Times review of your first book. They wrote, "There is some stunning writing and perversely wonderful research along the way."
Thank you so much.
So, Matthew, what made you go from writing about giant squids and preparing the ghost to chronicling America's iconic recipes?
Well, Elaine, I have spent most of my occupational life working in restaurant kitchens, actually. I got my first restaurant job at age 11, washing dishes in a fast food chicken shack on the outskirts of Chicago, and then just kind of stayed in the industry on and off for the next 20 years. So I've long been working with food and thinking about food. I come from a long line of folks who suffer from a bit of OCD, so that kind of translated into an obsession with food, and I started writing about it. And even before I exhausted my obsession with the giant squid, I wrote a series of articles on food for a number of various magazines and publications. So it was fun to return to this subject and engage it in book form.
You described the book as a spastic, lyrical, anti-cookbook cookbook of sorts that also may be a revisionist take on U.S. history. Phew, I got that out. How so?
Well, I actually felt, as I was researching this book, kind of like a private eye. As I was going from state to state, I actually did visit all 50 states in order to uncover a larger statement about why we eat, where we eat, how we eat, and what we eat in a particular region, and how a particular foodstuff got to be popular in a particular U.S. region, and what sort of U.S. history I would have to uncover in order to stumble toward the answers to those questions. And so there is a lot of U.S. regional history in the book, since that during my research process I found that what went on in each particular state in its long journey to the present oftentimes impacted what we ate there and in turn how we eat today.
Okay, so in South Carolina, for example, you spotlight purlieu, which you describe as sister to jambalaya, brother to pilaf, cousin to paella, to risotto biryani. And then you go on to reference Strom Thurmond's record-setting filibuster in the Senate. How did you make that leap?
I had to discuss, once again, the context in which that foodstuff is embedded. And so since purlieu basically derives from a lot of the African-American diaspora that was related to a lot of the history of slavery in South Carolina, Strom Thurmond kind of attached to that engagement, as did the taking down of the Confederate flag.
Hmm. How did you identify the locals who helped you in determining which dish to focus on in each of the 50 states?
That is a good question, and everything was situation-specific. Sometimes I found folks who were just incredibly interesting from the get-go and passionate about a particular foodstuff in their state, and sometimes I just had to tumble down the rabbit hole and basically interview, say, a family member who of mine who would then in turn tell me about a friend of theirs who was living in Charleston, South Carolina in the 60s, and then that person happened to be friends with a chef who was working in Charleston, South Carolina in the 70s, and so basically it was like leaping from ice floe to ice floe and tumbling down the rabbit hole of what at a certain point seemed to be a seemingly endless series of interviews.
We're speaking with Matthew Gavin Frank on the Book Report. You seem to have gone off the rails in New Jersey. What is it about the state or their recipe that set you off?
First of all, the New Jersey recipe is for the New Jersey Ripper, which, to simplify, is a deep-fried hot dog. And so the hot dog actually has to be prepared specially with a much, much thicker casing. And there are only a couple different companies in the New Jersey area that do it. Rutz Hut is the famed outpost in Jersey for the Ripper, and the owner of Rutz Hut is famously cantankerous. And actually, when I was trying to conduct a series of interviews with him, failed interviews with him, he hung up on me a number of times. And I actually had some research assistants and interns working for me when I was putting the book together. And they got hung up on, too. When he found out I was from Chicago, a city which prizes its own version of the hot dog, this guy Johnny, he would identify himself only as Johnny, who runs Rutz Hut, kind of went off the rails himself, deviated from the interview in progress, and just started ripping on the Chicago hot dogs. So perhaps the essay was a reaction to the off the rails research experience I was having.
Have you ever met Anthony Bourdain, or was there someone else who inspired the book?
I never met Anthony Bourdain, but I would say the late, great chef Charlie Trotter. He was a Chicago chef, and I worked for him for a bit in Chicago. Was a great inspiration to me. When I worked for him, he would challenge chefs in the fine dining kitchen to take two seemingly dissimilar ingredients in the kitchen, say lamb loin and burnt orange rind, and then to work to find the perfect bridge ingredient in order to connect those two into a unified and sublime taste on the plate. It turned out that perfect bridge ingredient was black olive sorbet. But I feel like I adopted that technique in the writing process of this book, too, where oftentimes I would take two seemingly dissimilar things, a particular foodstuff, and then the kind of wayward and eye-popping history that was responsible for the foodstuff in that state, and I would have to find ways to connect those seemingly dissimilar narrative threads.
What's next for you?
I'm actually working on a book about carrier pigeons and their role in diamond smuggling, in the diamond smuggling syndicates. So I'm doing a lot of research, actually, in southern and western Africa for that.
Wow. Matt, your book was so much fun to read. I want to really thank you for joining us today.
Thank you so much, Elaine, for having me.
All righty. Bye now.
Bye-bye.